So the reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40. Jesus presented in the temple. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went to the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Peniel, of a tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all those who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Claire. Morning again. It's great. We don't often get to look at this story of Simeon and Anna, but it's beautiful. That's a wonderful story of a couple of encounters of two ordinary people later on in life. Let's pray before we have a look at this passage. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the good news of Jesus in this season as we celebrate Jesus' birth. And Lord, as we look at this passage now, we pray that you would help us to see you and know more of you as we begin this new year. In Jesus' name, amen. So as I said, this passage has a lot to tell us. It tells us all sorts of things. And a bit of a reminder, really, because over the Christmas season, we often find ourselves dotting around a bit. So last week, Patrick took us forward in time to the Magi, which didn't happen at the birth. They weren't there at the nativity scene. You know, we might see it in all our sort of nativity pictures, but actually it was a few years after Jesus was born. So we're now going back in time. So imagine we've gone forward, we're going back again now, a bit like Back to the Future, but really nothing like it, because there's no DeLorean for a start. Anyway, we're going back to sort of around 40 days after Jesus is born. And actually, there may well be two different things that happen in this passage. 8 days after Jesus is born, but most of what we're looking at is around 40 days after Jesus is born. Mary and Joseph take Jesus to the temple. And it's wonderful that, because it reminds us of their obedience to the law. They know what they're meant to do. They're meant, according to the Old Testament, to take their child, their son, their firstborn son, to the temple to dedicate him and all sorts of things like that. If you read in that passage, you'll see about sacrificing some doves, which is interesting because if we look back into the Old Testament, we can see that that is something that you do if you don't have any money. There are other things you can do if you have money. And so it reminds us of the nature of where Mary and Joseph were, that they didn't have much, yet they were the ones chosen to care for this little baby who would become the Messiah. But before we get on to meeting Simeon and Anna, I just want to give us a little bit of background as to where we're at now in this passage. If we look back into the Old Testament, which we read a few, we read one of the passages in the Old Testament of prophecy in our carol services. In the Old Testament, God speaks through his prophets. He brings out prophecies of a coming Messiah. We read about a king, a son, one who would sort everything out. But if we get the Bible, and if we look, and feel free to do this with your Bible now or at home, you look to the end of Malachi, which is right at the end of the Old Testament, and in our church Bibles, there's a blank page that says New Testament. The thing is, there's about 400 years between the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New Testament. It's not just a turn of a page. There's about 400 years between them. And we don't really have huge amounts about that time. And if we look at the Bible, it feels as if God doesn't speak through his prophets in that time. Yet, the people of God, the Jewish people, were waiting for a Messiah throughout that time. They were waiting for the one described in the Old Testament. I wonder whether any of them had sort of given up waiting. Well, we've been waiting all this time, nothing's happened. Maybe they sort of began ignoring scripture. Maybe they began ignoring the prophecies that they knew, thinking, well, that's not going to happen. You know, if God was going to do that, he would have done it by now. Maybe they questioned God, questioning his promises, questioning his prophecies. And I wonder whether that's how some of us are feeling at this time. Maybe you're questioning God. Maybe you're wondering if God has forgotten us or forgotten you. Maybe the last 2 years feel like that. Because we know things are not the same. Things are pretty confusing. Things change every week. Maybe it's become a bit scary for us because we can't see what's going to happen. We don't know what to expect, do we? We don't know what to expect in the news. We don't know what to expect the following week or even the next day at times. And maybe some of us have found ourselves wondering whether God's promises are true, whether they will happen or not. Well, if that is you, then this passage and this season of Christmas, both of them are a wonderful reminder that God keeps his promises, and they are a real encouragement. They're a real encouragement to wait, and a real encouragement to see the faithfulness of God, because he does keep his promises. We can look forward to Hebrews, and in Hebrews it says, God's promises are yes and amen, or amen, sorry, in Jesus. I'm so used to singing a song that says yes and amen that my mind went to that pronunciation, sorry about that. I am British. So around 40 days after the birth of Jesus, Mary and Joseph take him to the temple, and they meet these two characters. So let's have a look at them. First of all, we have Simeon. There's Simeon. Looks like he's asleep. Let's ignore that. Now, we don't know for definite, but he's probably older. We're not told his age, but the Holy Spirit has told him he won't die until he sees the Messiah. And so there's a real sense in this passage that he is older. He's described as righteous and devout. In other words, he loved God and he did what was right. And we see in this passage that the Holy Spirit is mightily at work in his life. We see that a number of times throughout this passage. That's Simeon. Then we have Anna. Here's Anna. I'm liking her color coordination. I think it's very nice. But anyway, we're told in this passage that Anna is a prophet. And I personally find that really encouraging because she's a prophet and she's a woman and she's older. She's an older woman who is a prophet. Someone who told others about God. Someone who told others God's words. Maybe she was encouraging people to keep going. Keep going. Keep having faith. And of course, that is a wonderful reminder, isn't it? That whoever we are, whatever our age, whatever our background, whatever, whether we're male or female, we can be used by God. So if you think you can't be, Look at Anna. Look at Simeon as well, actually. God uses these two ordinary people who were older in their years to do amazing things. We think Anna was around 84. That's what it says in this passage. But she spent most of her life a widow. Her husband died after 7 years. And she remained a widow from that moment on. And we're told that she never left the temple. Now, some people wonder whether she might have lived somewhere within the temple grounds or whether she came in every day. In some ways, that doesn't really matter. What matters is that she worshipped night and day. She fasted. She prayed. She was God-focused in all of her life. So both Simeon and Anna were worshippers. They were both focused with all of themselves on God. And they were waiting. And particularly, they were waiting with anticipation. Now, I don't know whether you're like me. When we come to New Year, we have a bit of anticipation, don't we? We have anticipation that we might be able to lose some weight or go to the gym, get fit, learn a new language. I don't know whether any of you have made New Year's resolutions, but they have sort of that sort of anticipation that we might be able to do that. And then about 1-2 days later, we realise, oh, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to manage that. We try, and we have this anticipation of trying to change things. There's something about the change of date. I don't know what it is. We go from the 31st of December to the 1st of January, and that random date means that we think I might be able to do something different. We have this anticipation. Well, look at Simeon. He had this incredible anticipation because in this passage, we read that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. That's another way of describing the coming of the Messiah. The people of Israel at the time were oppressed. They were oppressed by Roman rule. And they were looking for a Messiah, for the Messiah that was mentioned in the Old Testament to bring an end to what they were facing, to bring consolation, to bring comfort. They were waiting with hope. And of course, Simeon was among them. We've already seen that Simeon was someone who was devout. And I imagine he would have known the scriptures very well. He would have known in the Old Testament that it talked about a baby being born in Bethlehem, that this baby would be of the line of David, that this baby would be the Son of God, would be a wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us. He would have been looking for this Messiah, waiting. And actually, that's a reminder, isn't it? It's a reminder to each one of us of the importance of knowing the scriptures, an importance of knowing God's word, reading the Bible. Because when we read the Bible, we can see, it helps us to see God at work. It helps us to see how God does keep his promises, that his promises are yes and amen. So maybe a challenge for us of something we could do this new year is to really get into God's word. What about starting the year thinking that you could read the whole Bible in a year? There's some great things out there. There's an app. If you want to know more, chat to me. Or there's various things online. There's apps. There's Bible reading plans. If the whole Bible feels a bit hard work and that's a lot to read in a year, what about reading just the New Testament this year and the Old Testament next year? Or start with the Old Testament and read the New Testament. Or read the Gospels and the Psalms. What if we all did that? We all promised as much as we could, not making it something that we feel really guilty about if we miss a day. But what if we all aimed to read God's word this year, to get in to the Bible? Because when we read God's word, we see God's promises and we see God's faithfulness. What if we did that? We also read that the Holy Spirit was on Simeon in his waiting. And actually, the Holy Spirit was on him through all of this. The Holy Spirit is the one that led him to go into the temple that day. And the Holy Spirit is the one that told him that he would not die before he saw the Messiah. That was what he was waiting for. We could say that Jesus was his ultimate bucket list. Might be a helpful way, or not, for some of us to think Jesus was his ultimate bucket list. I wonder if Jesus is on your ultimate bucket list, with everything else, like particular countries you want to visit, or whatever it might be. Maybe that's something we need to add. Then we get Anna. We're told, aren't we, that she spent all her time in the temple. We don't know why, but she was worshipping all the time. She was praying and fasting, and she was looking forward to the same arrival as Simeon. Here she describes the redemption of Israel, another way of describing what we've already thought about, that freedom from oppression and so on. And she worshipped God each day, not knowing when the Messiah would come, but praying and fasting, knowing that that was what she needed to do. And I believe that Anna is a wonderful example of devotion to God. And I have to admit, she puts me to shame. She is there waiting with anticipation when I can hardly wait one day for something. When I can so easily give up on worshipping God. When she does it day in, day out. She just yearns to worship God every day. And maybe that's something we can think of this year as well. And so I want to suggest that, like the advert for a particular car company, that we are all more Simeon and Anna this year. That we are more able to wait with anticipation. Because, of course, here, Simeon and Anna are awaiting the arrival of the Messiah. But so are we. Because we're reminded in the season of Advent that Jesus will return one day. And so we can learn a lot from them about what waiting for the Messiah is all about. Let's wait with anticipation. But of course, we know that anticipation for Simeon and Anna became revelation. This revealing who God, who this child was. So Simeon, moved by the Holy Spirit, goes into the temple courts. That is the same Holy Spirit who was with him in his waiting. The Holy Spirit is in all of this. The Holy Spirit is with us in all of this as well. And this might not be a helpful picture, but I have this picture of Simeon, sort of in this season of waiting. Maybe he's heard some sort of rumbles around, there's something going on, maybe he spoke to some shepherds at some point, and he hears this sort of murmuring, and he goes round the temple, sort of saying, "Hello, where do you come from? Oh, you're from Nazareth. Oh, and what's your family line? Oh, the line of David. Can I just ask, where was your baby born? Bethlehem. Can I hold your child?" It's got him excited, thinking, "Oh." Now, whether that happened or not, we don't know. But we know the Holy Spirit gave Simeon all that he needed when he met and held Jesus and revealed through him all sorts of things about who Jesus was. That he was to be the light for the revelation to Gentiles. In other words, that Jesus would be the one who would extend God's kingdom, not just to the Jews, but beyond that, to all, which of course includes us. So these words from Simeon are for you and for me. That Jesus would be the one who would bring salvation, that is, saving people from their sins. That Jesus would bring glory for Israel. And of course, he also brought words to Mary and Joseph in this. Prophetic words of what would happen to Jesus. That he would face opposition. That he would show people's hearts. And ultimately, with that description of Mary's soul being pierced, his death. Anna too, when she met Jesus, spoke about Jesus to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel. And I can just picture her going round in excitement, you know, telling those coming into the temple that the Messiah had arrived. Guess what? I've just met the Messiah. I wonder what their response was. Yeah, right. Or was it, "Oh, where is he? I want to go and see." Well, there's no doubt of the response of Simeon and Anna. Theirs was recognition of who Jesus was. Their recognition was response, wasn't it? Response in worship to who Jesus was. We see Simeon praising God, sort of saying, "God, you did it. This baby I'm holding is you in the flesh." And now he knew he could depart in peace because he had seen what he'd been waiting for. We read that Anna praised God, that she told everyone about Jesus. But there's one other recognition to notice in this passage, and that is Mary and Joseph themselves. Because in this passage we read that they marvelled at what was said about Jesus. And I don't know whether you're the same, but I find that really fascinating that that's what they say, because, well, they've had angels come to them and tell them who Jesus is going to be. Yet they still marvel at what has been said. They know Jesus is special, but maybe more clearly than ever at this moment, they realize just who Jesus is. And if they can marvel, as Mary and Joseph, the ones entrusted with caring for the Son of God, how much more can we marvel at just who Jesus is? No wonder Simeon then went to bless them, reminding them of just how much they had to rejoice in, that they had this honor of being entrusted to bring up this child, who would be a blessing not just to the Jewish people, but to all nations in the world. And so for us today in 2022, I wonder whether we have heard this story so many times that the freshness of it loses its impact. Maybe we too need to marvel afresh at just what this baby means for us. So I wonder, how might this news of this birth impact your year? Because this is good news, not just the news, which we know that we see is mostly bad at the moment. But this is good news, and this is news to marvel at. Or maybe you're someone who is waiting for something, unsure of what is to come. We live in an age of instancy, don't we, where we can just have whatever we want, really, very easily. So in some ways, it's even harder for us to wait. But look at Simeon and Anna. This passage reminds us that God is faithful, that he holds us and leads us by his Holy Spirit. So as I said earlier, let's try this year to be more Simeon and more Anna. Finally, I came across this phrase this week, which I just love. We may not know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. We may not know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And is there ever been a time when that is more important for us than at this time? So whatever it is you are waiting for this new year, whatever it is you are facing this new year, I want to encourage you to hold on, marvel at the good news, marvel afresh at the gift of Jesus. Worship him day by day. Get into his word and know that he is with you by his Spirit. Amen.